being immense, especially when it comes to, called political cadres, and you would think we're not doing anything about it. But in some cases, we may just take down the number plate of that particular vehicle, and then we summon the owner of the motor vehicle to answer to the charges.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be confrontational. We don't want to, like I say, sometimes you have to read the mood on the ground in order not to escalate the problem. And you can still, behind the scenes, deal with the problem and, deal with the motor vehicle owner.
All right. Mr. Mangolo, thank you so much for joining us this morning and giving at least more information on this particular subject. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. We have been joined by the Road Transport and Safety Agency Public Relations Manager, Mr. Mkela Mangolo, just giving more information around that particular summoning and that traffic offense that I guess a lot of people didn't know about.
So there's a comment that WhatsApp that came through, and Timothy Mtonga says, what about funerals where people are in trucks and politicians and cadres in bus windows, and also football supporters, especially Lankana, Raksa. And I don't even know why. Like, I don't think Kana is
We should have
only,
asked him, actually.
I don't think Kana Football Club is the only club that has fans or supporters that stand or sit on windows and...
Let's call him back and ask him about Nkana.
Leave Nkana out of this. We are very good people. We follow the rules.
Yeah, we'll go with that. We'll go with that. But... He did mention something interesting, which is that they summon people, but they don't always announce.
Mm.
But I guess it also creates awareness. This situation has helped create awareness.
Yes, it has, because now we know that, I feel like back then it was mentioned, wedding lineups, people in wedding lineups, don't sit on your windows and drive around. That we all know. This was implemented some time back, but because people are just like, we are happy, we'll go along with that. But also the issue of animals, I didn't know about that, but now I know.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that you, whether human or animal, you're not supposed to stand through your sunroof or sit by the window or on the window.
It'll be interesting to see also now presidential aspirants and how they'll conduct themselves. Will they be able to, contain themselves?
Because
imagine seeing a whole president sticking his head out of the sunroof.
Sticking his head out of the sunroof. Okay, just.
No. Imagine that. Because I'm out of a seatbelt. What does that mean? What are you telling? What are we telling citizens?
But he did mention that they'll keep engaging, and dialogue is very important.
Wow. Definitely, dialogue is important. And also another thing he spoke about was Chawama, and he said he's saw it just yesterday in Chawama, where tomorrow the residents there, the constituents, go to the polls. Speaking of that, there's more news around that in the news at 8, which is up next.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your store. Story matters.
The headlines. Mototwe Kafaya says PFMP's certain about 2026 adoption despite party challenges. All set for Chawama parliamentary by-election tomorrow. In global news, more than 2,000 people reported killed at Iran protests as Trump says help is on its way. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondwe. Patriotic Front Lonte Member of Parliament, Mototwe Kafuaya, says it would be misleading for people to assume that PF members of parliament face uncertainty over which party ticket they will be adopted on ahead of the 2026 general elections, despite challenges facing the former ruling party's participation in the polls. Mr. Kafaya says should the determination of the PF's fate take long by relevant authorities, the party will announce a special purpose vehicle to participate in the 2026 general elections. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kafaya explains that once the announcement is made, the PF grouping will use the special purpose vehicle to contest elections at all levels. He has clarified that the uncertainty is about which political party will be adopted as the special purpose vehicle, not the ticket PF MPs will use.
If the judiciary doesn't play on time, the other places also don't play on time, your expectation is that a special purpose vehicle will be used. But once the party announces, or the players in the party announce the special purpose vehicle, that is one group going into that special purpose vehicle. So what uncertainty? The same group, you understand. Depending on which special purpose vehicle, you can say there's uncertainty there.
Meanwhile, Tonse Alliance Coordinator and Lead Consultant, Dr. Chris Zumani Zimba, has disclosed that 7 political parties have so far shown interest in becoming the alliance's special purpose vehicle. The alliance will, on the 31st of January 2026, hold a convention where it will elect a political party to lead as the special purpose vehicle as the country heads toward the general elections. Dr. Zimba says among the political parties are the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, Christian Democratic Party, Zambia Must Prosper, and All People's Congress Party. Others are the newly joined National Freedom Front, Democratic People's Party, and the New Era Democratic Party, a founding member party which had withdrawn from the alliance last year but rejoined it a few days ago. He explains that currently the FDD is being used as a temporal purpose vehicle, citing the fielding in of a candidate from the party for the Chawama by-election, and has commended the member parties for the overwhelming response in availing themselves for consideration of special purpose vehicle for the alliance.
I'd like to commend our members that they have overwhelmingly responded positively to offering their political parties as special purpose vehicle. And as I said, currently we have officially 4 on the table, but the other 3 that have joined have also indicated. So in total, we have got 7 political parties that are voluntarily offering their platform as special purpose vehicle. So Tonse is receiving overwhelming response from its members, but also it is clear demonstration of confidence our members have in the alliance, that to the effect that they are willing and ready to offer their political parties as special purpose vehicle. And by the way, there is nobody who is saying that I'm offering my party as a special purpose vehicle so that we pick as a presidential candidate. Nobody has got that discussion, meaning they are offering in good faith.
All is set for the Chawama parliamentary by-election slated for tomorrow, 15th January. The Lusaka District Assistant Electoral Officer, Victor Kagoli, has confirmed to Phoenix News that deployment of some materials and fitting of tenants at designated polling stations is ongoing. Mr. Kagoli also says that all trained polling staff will be stationed at their designated place this afternoon in readiness for tomorrow. The Chawama seat was declared vacant following the prolonged absence of former area member of parliament Tasila Lungu, following the death of her father, former president Edgar Lungu, and his prolonged burial.
We are on course. Today we will do the first step in the deployment of some materials and also pitching the tent. We are also sorting just about now. We are just making sure that all our trained police staff getting acquainted to the actual materials that they will use. So that's the process we are running.
Financial analyst Patrick Mwape is optimistic about Zambia's economic prospects in 2026, citing good rainfall and high copper prices as key drivers. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mwape explains that the